Today's episode talks about the corruption existing within the Harding administration and social and economic problems that existed during the Coolidge administration.
Republican Warren G. Harding won the election of 1920 against James M. Cox. Some interpret it as America's desire to retreat from involvement in world affairs. Harding and his successor, Calvin Coolidge, favored conservative policies, aiding the growth of business rather than pursuing reform like progressives had done.
Secretary of the Treasury Andrew Mellon and Harding preferred laissez-faire approach and worked to reduce government regulation of business. Harding also trusted others to make decisions for him.
Many of the men who made decisions for him were men who saw government service as a chance to get rich at the expense of the citizens they were supposed to serve.
The Teapot Dome scandal to come to light. Fall arranged transfer all reserves in Elk Hills. The oil reserves were intended for the Navy Department but transferred to the Interior Department. Even though the oil was needed in times of Navy emergency, he signed the transfer. This scandal hurt U.S. citizens' trust in the federal government.
When Harding died, his successor Calvin Coolidge eliminated corrupt elements from restoring faith. He reduced national debt, lowered taxes, and trimmed federal budgets.
Problems remained when farmers struggled to keep their land as prices of their goods fell. Labor unions demanded higher wages and better working conditions. African Americans still faced discrimination.
Even with all of these problems, Coolidge remained silent. He believed it was beyond the federal government to make an ideal nation.